And how about the people who had fishing boats?
Well, it's the same thing with the fishing boats. They had them tied here for quite a while. And it was neglect more than anything. You know, the people that were looking after them didn't have the experience. They were people who wore sailor's uniform from, say, northern Manitoba or northern Saskatchewan. And they were expected to look after a whole bunch of fishing boats, highly inflammable, gasoline-powered fishing boats. Well, these kids didn't know any better. There was fires all the time. They didn't know how to tie them up. They didn't know anything about tides. This one young warrant officer in the Navy, a regular, said to me, he says, you know, these guys think water is only for drinking. He said, they don't know the first thing about it. And they were the ones that were trying to look after the boats the best they could, but they made a mess of it. Sunk them, burnt them, you know, busted them all up. Didn't know what fenders were for. They cut them all off because they'd get stuck when you're moving them. That sort of thing, you know. And then they would go and remove everything removable and flog the darn thing. Well, I guess that's standard for any Navy or Army personnel during the war, but this is what happened. The boats were stripped.
Say there was a Japanese fisherman on the coast, was moved to an internment camp in the interior. His family was moved to. Say his boat burnt or sank because of neglect. Did he get any compensation for that?
Yes, I don't know what they got, but it was a question of negotiations, I think. He would put in a claim, you know, and they would look at his past records. I don't know how they were paid, but there was a commission, you know, to look into these things, and I know they weren't satisfied for what they were paid, but still they got some pay.
A lot of them were resettled in the interior. It seems didn't have enough resources to come back to the coast after the war. And you see, you know, there's a fair amount of Japanese settled in places like Greenwood and other places in the interior that are fairly close to some of the internment camps. Did, say, the fishermen turn to farming? Did they have to turn to another occupation?
Oh, yes. They turn into anything that they could. Some of them came out here again, and they went back into fishing, but it wasn't a very... the hostile atmosphere remained till around 1952, 53, long after they came here, you know. The hostility towards Japanese people just didn't die out with the war by any means. So it took them quite a while, and this made it so that the people were reluctant to move about if they had any security whatsoever in a job, say in a mill, sawmill, mines, or if they had a little store or something like that, they stuck with it. And then, first thing you know, it became a way of life with some of them, you know. Children grew up in that community, and they took root there.
Are the Japanese people that you know who went through that experience resentful?
They had no time to be resentful. It was... It didn't give you any time to sit down and think. Events happen so rapidly. Not only that, you're dealing with human beings. You're not even dealing with a government. You're dealing with a series of ad hoc committees set up. Committees that have their pulse on the pulse of the normal Canadian public. Society at large to see which way they're going to go, see what their attitude is. Then you set up another ad hoc policy. So who were we? We were just the pawns that we were to be moved around. We realized that. It wasn't up to us to demand like we do now. We have time to go sit down and talk to people on the radio, talk to people on television, talk to other interviewers. But in those days, it was a question of where do we go from here? What's going to happen to me? What are these guys going to do? And it wasn't a question of the government doing it. It was the general public themselves that were responsible for the situation.
Was there much fear among the Japanese people?
Yes, there was a great deal of fear. You never knew what they were, the others were going to do to you.